KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shipping Incorporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender and a janitor. The Palos Harbor Tribe is looking for a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is looking to hire a part-time Pultab sales assistant. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. Each is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And today is Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. Happy birthday to Chase Gould, and happy birthday to Melvin Larson. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The big buck with impressive antlers stood beside the road at the edge of the trees. I slowed as I drove past and took a good look. It was a mule deer, the larger cousin to the Sitka black-tailed deer familiar to Southeast Alaskans like me. I was outside of Carcross, British Columbia, on my way to Skagway, and this was my first realization that mule deer were just across the border from Alaska. Southeast Alaska, Prince William Sound, and Kodiak Island are home already to Sitka black-tailed deer, but now mule deer are moving into Alaska. Mule deer have been expanding their range into Canada, moving west and north across the Yukon Territory and British Columbia. River valleys and roads are access corridors for wildlife. In southeast, mule deer have been seen near Skagway and Hyder. In interior and eastern Alaska, which have never had deer, mule deer have been seen near Toke and Eagle, and even as far west as North Pole and Delta Junction. Since these areas historically did not have deer, any deer seen in interior Alaska are recent arrivals, and Fish and Game wants to know if anyone sees mule deer in interior Alaska. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. To help pull the struggling Alaska seafood industry out of its tailspin, state lawmakers passed some bills aimed at lightening the financial load on harvesters and advanced others that are intended to help businesses and fishery-dependent municipalities. The Alaska Beacon reports the bill stemmed from recommendations made by the Joint Legislative Task Force evaluating Alaska's seafood industry, which was created by lawmakers last year and completed its work at the start of this year's session. Lawmakers passed two task force-related bills. One of them allows Alaska fishing organizations to establish their own insurance cooperatives. The other bill shores up the Alaska Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank with a long-term loan from the state to keep the cooperative organization in business. The bills pose little to no cost to the state, according to legislative analysis. While Alaska poses about 60% of the nation's seafood, that volume is overwhelmed by international supplies and global economic forces, limiting lawmakers' options to respond effectively. A hiker from Seward was struck by a 700-pound boulder on Saturday and spent almost 2 hours pinned face down in a glacial creek. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin spoke to him yesterday and reports on a rescue where everything went right.
61-year-old Kel Morris says he's surprised he survived.
Were there moments pinned there in the creek that you thought maybe you wouldn't make it out?
Oh, yeah, I was pretty sure I wouldn't.
The Seward Fire Department's account of the incident makes for a dramatic reading. It says, quote, the patient was found lying in the creek on his stomach with an approximately 700-pound boulder on top of him, with his spouse holding his head out of the water, unquote. Seward Fire Chief Clinton Kreitz says a lot of stars had to align for Morris to survive. One is that Seward Helicopter Tours had a chopper nearby and ferried rescuers and their gear to Morris. Kreitz says that saved about 45 crucial minutes.
When they first got there, he was in and out of consciousness, so I'm not sure, being that hypothermic, how much longer, you know, if he had 45 minutes left or not.
Another star is that Morris's wife, Jo Roop, is a police officer for the city of Seward. Kreitz says she knew exactly the information dispatchers needed.
Not just giving us directions of where up the canyon, she gave us exact coordinates.
Morris spent two nights in the hospital, but somehow escaped with little more than bruises. He says he's walking, and if there were music nearby, he'd dance. Reporting for Alaska Public Media, I'm Liz Ruskin.
This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Princess Lodges, offering glass-domed railcar tours to Talkeetna and Denali National Park for Alaska summer adventures. Your journey begins at princesslodges.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indeed, committed to giving job listings increased visibility with relevant candidates through its sponsored jobs feature. Learn more at indeed.com/NPR. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. The community of Girdwood has one licensed childcare facility, and the building is on its last legs. Officials recently broke ground on a new building that will dramatically increase childcare capacity in the resort community about 50 miles south of Anchorage. While construction is going smoothly, Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports that a loss of federal funding has put the future of the project in jeopardy.
It's a sunny day in Girdwood, and a construction crew is up the road from the Alyeska Ski Resort, paving the way for the new Little Bears Childcare Center. Crystal Hoke says it's a major upgrade for the community.
The current building is only the two classrooms split between the two cubbies. This will be seven classrooms with a multi-purpose room.
Hoke is the project manager for the Girdwood Childcare Project, aimed at bolstering the area's workforce. She says the resort town has known for decades that more childcare was needed. The old building wasn't cutting it.
It was actually referenced in the 1995 area plan for Little Bears needing a new building, so that's how long it's been needed for. And it became kind of more dire in 2011 when the municipality nearly condemned the building that they're in.
In the wider municipality of Anchorage, finding affordable childcare has been increasingly difficult, with rising costs, wait lists that can last a couple years, and the loss of a quarter of centers in recent years, according to THRED, a childcare advocacy nonprofit. For years, the current Little Bears facility has been able to provide care for between 27 and 29 kids daily. Factoring in part-time care for some kids, the facility serves just over 30 families. And while it has space for toddlers, Little Bears currently doesn't offer infant care.
They got to be one and walking to even join our school.
That's Little Bears Executive Director Rachel Byers, who has personally experienced the struggle to find childcare in Girdwood. She says the lack of infant care in town led her to get a new job for a while, to be close to childcare.
With me, I had no infant care for my oldest, and I had to leave Little Bears my first time working there and take a job in Anchorage and drive her every single day to Anchorage to work and then every single night back. So a lot of times that will happen or families will leave.
The new facility will almost quadruple the childcare capacity to 112 kids, including two infant care classrooms. Hoke, the project manager, says it was a long road to piece together the funding to start building the new facility. She says the project received about $1.6 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds, which required a local fundraising match. Additionally, the project got money from the Rasmussen Foundation, the Forget-Me-Not Foundation, and a state grant for pediatric development. Even the land the site is built on is a donation. Hook says they're leasing it from Alyeska for $1 a year. However, one large chunk of funding is unclear. Hook says the project was supposed to receive $980,000 from the federal government, but that money hasn't been distributed amid the Trump administration's pausing and canceling of various grants. Hoke says that money would cover the missing $500,000 the building needs for completion, as well as building a playground.
because that has not occurred, we are very much in a gray space of not knowing what's going to happen. And so all we can do is continue to fundraise, mostly privately, to see if we can close that gap.
Hoke says they have about a year to secure the funding. Still, she says, the halt in federal dollars isn't stopping the project from moving forward.
There's already so much of it that's ready to go. Our design is fully ready. Our building permits are done. You know, equipment is moving on the ground. We can't stop now.
Hoke says the new expanded Little Bears facility is on track to open for students by fall 2026.
Hey, everybody say, it was an easy road to get here.
So easy.
Reporting in Girdwood, I'm Wesley Early.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Oh, yeah, that means it's time for me here. We have, I was checking the internet, we have a preseason meeting for all those salmon fishermen tomorrow at 10, according to apradio.org. And we should broadcast that to you, I'm sure. It'll be on our website. Right now we have Cole Wetzel, that is, Jesse Murphy with High Road. After that, Heartbroken, that's Diplo, Jesse Murphy, and Polo G, a big trio. And Carly Pierce and Ashley McBride after that would Never Wanted to Be That Girl.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road, maybe get stoned, have a little too much of something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your shit show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. You wants to send my mind only one way.
Myself trying to trust again would be like trying to make a river run upstream, trying to make a mountain into a valley. That's what your love does to me. You make me feel like I never am all.
Like I never been too much to handle. Roll the dice, you know love is a gamble. Feel like I always had the poorest. Like fire in your heart, I'm trying to relight that candle. My Cinderella, no question in this shit forever. Painting written letters, shedding tears while we sit together. Forget the pressure, know I love hard, I'm sick of legends. Stuck in rainstorms, I can get used to this different weather. Broken pieces, that was all I had. Girl, I promise now you all
like I
got.
Never had my heart broken. Like I never saw a door closing. Like I never watched love run away on fire in the night. Like a pack of wild horses. Like I never felt the tears rolling. Like I never said ears open. I could find me someone who's good at being real, who can make me feel wide open. Like I never.
Feels 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, "Baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this." Then I told him, "Excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like..."
Beer joint with a few of the guys, with this cute little country girl called Maya. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, "Let's get out of here." And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
"Excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me." I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. "Excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like..."
With "You Look Like You Love Me." Coming up now, we have Darren Kozelski with "Real Superman." Then Heartland, and that's they're going to do "Slow Down." After that, Billy Currington with "Love Done Gone."
God, I sure love it where you hung the moon. That bird purple sunset wasn't bad. Now don't get me wrong, I think you've thought this whole thing through. I'm just playing Monday morning quarterback. There ought to be a real snowman to give you a little helping hand. Nowadays I bet you're feeling slammed in this world so full of danger. Yeah, he could fly in the nick of time, stop a car or a petty crime, or stop a little girl like mine from taking candy from a stranger. There ought to be a real Superman, or at least a real Lone Ranger. The bad guy sure didn't stand a chance back. That's the kind of place I want my daughter living in. Just like this old episode tonight. There ought to be a real Superman to give you a little helping hand. Nowadays I bet you're feeling slammed with this world so full of danger. Yeah, he could fly in the nick of time, stop a car or a petty crime, or stop a little girl like mine from taking candy from a stranger. There ought to be a real Superman, or at least a real Lone Ranger. Nowadays I bet you're feeling slammed in a world so full of danger. Now he could fly in the nick of time, stop a car or a petty crime, or stop a little girl like mine from taking candy from a stranger. There ought to be a real Superman, or at least a real Lone.
Candles on a snow white cake means 16 years ago today. Those eyes just like her mama's said, "Hello world." Daddy's looking at her like a miracle there, looking back on how God answered their prayers with those. Gotta kiss some rosy cheeks and head full of midnight curls, thinking time sure flew off with my baby girl. Slow down, just a second ago she was taking her first step, holding out two little hands saying don't let go yet before it's gone. They'd love to throw the brakes on life right here. Make it slow down. He thinks back on a walk to the top of a hill after taking a wrench to those training wheels. Count to three, sending her on her way. Now he's staring a hole through that long-haired boy who's standing too close to his bundle of joy. father in no hurry for his everything to rush away. He bites his tongue, but he really wants to say, slow down. Just a second ago, she was taking her first step, holding out two little hands saying, don't let go yet. Before it's gone, he'd love to throw the brakes on life right here. Make it slow
change. Nothing we can do about it now, no way. This doesn't come easy, but that's just life. We can't keep pretending everything's alright. We told each other it was love before. The simple truth is it just ain't no more. The bell stopped ringing, the music won't play. The crazy little feeling that's fading away. Disappearing bubbles in a glass of champagne, like a red cat lost in the blue sky. Where I don't know where the good times went. It ain't nothing we ever said or ever did wrong. It's just love done gone. Together we ever spend, I wouldn't change a thing, baby. You know sometimes we gotta just go with the flow, like snowflakes when the weather warms up, like leaves on the trees when the autumn comes, like the dogwood blossoms in a late spring rain, all the disappearing bubbles in a glass of champagne, like money in a slot machine. Oh no, never said or ever did wrong. It's just love done gone.
Yeah, up next is Shania Twain with I'm Gonna Get You Good. Then Leon Womack after that was Solitary Thinking. And then Jimmy White with Janelle Mosser with Just What I Need.
Let's go. Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life. Yeah. I know I sound serious. Baby, I am. You're a fine piece of real estate and I'm gonna get me some land.
Sad song, but I'll probably be here all night long the way I'm feeling now. I couldn't get you on the phone, so I let it ring on and on in a lonesome serenade. Ooh, problems now. Maybe I should try to find a way to kind of sort of maybe work
it out. Ooh, with some solitary thinking and lonesome drinking, oh, it sure does make everybody feel at home. And a double barrel whiskey, and oh, baby, tell me, do you miss me? Some solitary thinking and lonesome drinking for me. Two things that'll kill a girl. They'll strike her down right where she stands. One is his voice, and one is a rock glass sitting in my hand. Oh, lights are getting dimmer now. That means they're gonna shut me down. And it's just like crystal. It ain't always really clear. Tell me, baby, now, how am I gonna get myself to sleep now that you're gone? Maybe I should try to find a way to kind of think about carrying on. On my own, with some solitary thinking. Oh, it sure does make everybody feel at home. And a double barrel whiskey. And oh, baby, tell me, do you miss me? Some solitary thinking. And lonesome drinking for me
never hit the bottom,
then I never
best thing that ever happened to me was when she left and made room for you. Oh, it's plain to see.
Yeah, it's plain to see.
Oh, yeah, it's plain to see. You're just what I need to be strong. Where I wanna be, the bestest thing that ever happened to me,
happened to me,
was when she left and made room for you. Oh, it's plain to see.
Oh, it's plain to see.
Yeah, it's plain to see. You're just
you're what I.
Just what I. Oh, yeah, it's plain to see.
You're just what I. You're just what I.
Just What I Need was that one with Jimmy White and Janelle Mosser. Now we have Takes This Job. That's Moonshine Bandits featuring David Allen Coe.
I've been doing rapping for a long time. I just didn't know to call it rap. I've been doing it my whole life.
Yeah, take this job, son. I'm not working here no more. Yeah, my woman done left and she took all the reasons I was working for. And you better not try to stand in my way when I'm walking out the door. You can take this job and shove it. I'm not working here no more. Well, I've been working on the rooftops for damn near 15 years. And all of this time, I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of my good friends die. They had a lot of bills to pay. And I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say. Say what? Yeah, take this job and shove it. I'm not working here no more. Yeah, my woman done left and she took all the reasons I was working for. And you better not try to stand in my way when I'm walking out the door. You can take this job and shove it. I'm not working here no more.
I got some greasy old jeans and some holes in my shirt. Old beat up bucket that I'm hoping to work. I'm just a blue collar guy baptized in dirt. And every day I left late, Noah showed up first. Got a finger for the foreman, he's an SOB. And that line boss still bugs the hell out of me. With his brand new flat top and coffee stained teeth. Here's my damn notice, I ain't giving 2 weeks. Nah, ain't enough money that'll make me stay. I got him talking to my back, but I'm still walking away. As a matter of fact, I got just one thing to say. You can take it, you can shove it, get the hell out
say
the way.
What? Yeah, take this job and shove it. I'm not working here no more. Yeah, my woman done left and she took all the reasons I was working for. And you better not try to stand in my way when I'm walking out the door. You can take this job and shove it. I'm not working here no more. Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna blow my top and that sucker he's gonna pay. I can't
can't wait to see their faces. When I get the nerve to say said it once, now take this job and shove it. I'm not working here no more. Yeah, my woman done left and she took all the reasons I was working for. And you better not try to stand in my way when I'm walking out the door. You can take this job and shove it. I'm not working here no more. Yeah, I wish I had a job to shove.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Not everybody drives a truck. Not everybody drinks sweet tea. Not everybody owns a gun and wears a ball cap, boots, and jeans. Not everybody goes to church or watches every NASCAR race. Not everybody knows the words to Ring of Fire.
Good heart, look around and be in the mind.
Well, it should have been a warning. I had no clue what I was getting into, so I blame it on the Cuervo. Oh, where did my minutes go? And I don't even know his last name. Oh, my mama would be so ashamed. It started off, hey cutie, where you from? And then it turned into, oh no, what have I done? And I don't even know his last name. Well, here we go. Or how this ring on my left hand just appeared out of nowhere. I gotta go, I take the chips and the pinto and hit the road. They say what happens here stays here, all of this will disappear. There's just one little problem.